We have another three prokim to finish before we finish Sefer Melachim, Melachim Aleph, which we're planning to do. We're going to try to get all the main points. So Perek Yutes, very difficult Perek, discusses the reaction to what happened in the last Perek. In the last Perek, Eliyahu Navi proved that he was a Navi Hashem. He proved that all the Navi Abal are false. Everybody saw it. Everybody said Hashem Hu Elokim. Like we say by the end of Nila, everybody saw the truth. They killed out all the Navim. Everything was perfectly clear. No questions. And Mitamol, Achav allows his wife, Izevel, to start the whole parasha again. Which that needs a lot of clarity. After what happened now, you would think Achav sees everything. He knows what's going on. So now Achav would say, okay, that's it. Eliyahu's on our team. We got to change. But instead, the pasuk reads, Vayugad, Vayagid Achav, Lizevel. Achav tells his wife, Izevel, it's Kol HaShos Eliyahu. All the stories with Eliyahu Hanavi. Vayizkor Asher Hagas Kol Hanaviim Bechor. And now, he lets his wife continue to rage a war against Eliyahu. As I stand in Pasuk. So now she says, that's it, you're a dead man. You're a dead man. So Izevel tells Eliyahu Hanavi, you're a dead man. And Achav is right here, he's managing his wife. He's Mishapella. Mami Shapella. Achav is not afraid now for his own life after everything that happened. Seems to go along for the ride. So now we need to clarify that as well. Pasuk says Eliyahu Hanavi runs away. Vayar, vayokom, vayelech al nafshay. He ran away. And he's not in a very good spirits, Eliyahu Hanavi. L'chaira, Eliyahu Hanavi just had an unbelievable victory. He had mamish, a miracle of all time. Hashem came down, Har Carmel, and took his carbon in front of everybody. He finally disproved Achav and Nevi Abal. If I was Eliyahu Hanavi now, I'd make a Yom Tov. Make a Yom Tov. It's great. We won the war. You know how it is when you're having a fighting in Beis Medrash, even about a Svara, and your Svara wins. It's Kabbalik. It's a Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov. Your Svara won. And you know how you feel when your Svara loses? You feel defeated. This wasn't a Svara. This is Gantz Klal Yisrael, Amushkin of Adazor and Nevi Abal. And Eliyahu Hanavi has an unbelievable success against all Klal Yisrael to see the truth. You should be very happy. So two things we see here. Number one, if I was Eliyahu Hanavi now, I'd be feeling very good. Look what I accomplished. I'd feel like, wow, a home run. Home run. Feel very good about myself, number one. Number two, if Izevel would threaten me, I would tell her to find something. You're threatening me? You saw what I just did to the Nevi Abal, all of them? I had the rain stop for as much as I wanted. I brought the rain back. You're fighting with me now? Listen, lady. One more word out of you, you're finished. You're finished. Eliyahu Hanavi, he acts like a little puppy. A little puppy. What's up to Pasuk? Talk to Pasuk. Vayokom vayelech al nafshay. He runs away. Eliyahu Hanavi, why are you running away from? Bistich tegres to Baal Moifis. You're the biggest miracle maker. You just had a Welt victory. You turned around the whole people. What are you running away from her? It's a power. That's one power. Next power. So he travels through the desert. And he comes, Vayishal Nafshoy Lamus. He wants to die. And he gives a reason. So the Radak says that we see from here that this is Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi. He was already so old. He outlived everybody else. Because we have a Messiah that Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi. So HaNavi was already from the Dor Midbar, the Dor Dea. So he was saying, who am I to keep on living? Who am I to keep on living? I'm not better than my father. Dr. Adak, okay. That's all. Now, I don't understand. You had such a victory. So now keep on going. Now you should want to hang around. Why is Eliyahu HaNavi now saying, that's it, let's just end it. I've been here very long, it's time to move on. Why would he say that now? People generally get depressed and become what you call suicidal when they feel life has no meaning. Life has no meaning or life is too painful. That's chas v'sholom when a person gets into a mode where they could think, you know something? Probably better to not be here. Eliyahu HaNavi now should be Bishai Amayli, should be all the way up. Now he says, okay, Rabbanu Shem, come on. Let's end it. What's going on? Mama Shapella. So many of the Achronim asked this question. What's going on? So I'll tell you, I'll Rishon. First of all, Chazal point out that Eliyahu HaNavi was running away from Yizevel. I think it's bothering Chazal. Why is Eliyahu running away? What's he afraid of? Chazal tells us like this. It's found in the Pesach Zuta. Kol ha-tzadikim noisnim mokoyim l'shaw. All the tzadikim, they let the moment have its time. Meaning, if a tzadik sees that right now there's somebody else who has power, they basically humble themselves to the situation. They humble themselves to the situation. Chazal bring riots. Yankev Borach. Yankev Avinu ran away from Esav. Yaakov also had tremendous siyata d'shmaya. Hashem won him against Eliphaz. Hashem won him against Lavan Arami. Yaakov is a winner. But still, it was a time when Yankev had to run away. He ran away. He didn't go and say, well, I'm Yaakov Avinu, I don't have to worry. Say, Chazal, Moshe Barach. Moshe Rabbeinu. He also didn't have to run away. Moshe Rabbeinu, when Pari took a knife to cut his head off, like ISIS does today, so Moshe's neck turned into stone, Chazal tells us. He couldn't kill him. So Moshe could have stayed in Mitzrayim. I'm here. Too bad. No, Moshe ran away. So Chazal is showing you that even very powerful tzaddikim, they ran away when they felt the time was, they should run away, they ran away. They didn't knack with their power. And Chazal give more dugmois. David Barach. David also Barach. And Eliyahu ran away. David ran away also from Avshalom and from Shaul HaMelech. So somehow, what Chazal are basically telling us, this is the way I read through the Chazal. There's many ways you could learn it. The way I understood the Psikta here, is it's coming to tell us like this. A tzaddik realizes that everything is the Rabbanu Shalom. So therefore, a tzaddik never gets arrogant. A tzaddik never says, oh, I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry. I'm all powerful. A tzaddik attributes any victory he has to the Rabbanu Shalom. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, when Pari couldn't kill him, he didn't go, I'm Moshe. I'm infallible. Nobody could get me. He didn't do that. Moshe said, listen, Pari, Hashem saved me from Pari, but now I have to run away. Ain't Samech Nalanes. You don't keep on asking for miracles. Yaakov Avinu, same thing. Yaakov Avinu knew he could get Nisim, but Yaakov Avinu decided to do to make his status. Same thing, each one, David, Elio, each one. But the godless is, what Chazal trying to bring out from here, is that they never looked at it like, this is the function. This shows me that I'm on a different level. No. Hashem gave me a miracle. Fine. I got a miracle. Never got to their heads. It never got to their heads. That's an Nisoyon people have in life. Anytime you have an accomplishment, to realize it's not your own thing. It's not your own thing. It's come to the Bereshila. You know, Lahavdol Elef Havdolos, Ben Atomi Ben Ator. The Obama administration made a statement during the campaign, the last presidential campaign. They said that the government really does everything for everybody. Everybody needs the government. That's Bechlal, this administration's approach, philosophy, that the government should take over everything. There should be almost no private sector. It should be a government. The government should have bylaws. And they should give over Mashpul Gaim, Magbir Shfolim, Motzi Asirim, Mufar Dainovim. They'll spread around the money to everybody. So they say like this. He made one statement that haunted him terribly. He said, if you built something, you didn't do that. You didn't build it. It became a phrase in the campaign. You didn't build it. If you have a business, you didn't build it. Meaning the government built it for you. You have a business. The government made the roads and the government made this. Habonim bonai, habonim benoisai. Everything is the government. That came to bite them. Obviously not enough because Azeir Bashotkev and he had another term. But that came to bite him. That became a phraseology. That became a... You know. So when it happened, I once told over my family, I said, the emes is Nibo v'loyoda mashani. But it's true. We also didn't believe the same thing. You didn't build it. The Banisham built it. She never say, Koichi voitzim yodi osali zachayel. So the tzaddikim have that ability that no matter how powerful they are, they attribute it only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Memele, that's why Eliyahu HaNavi, the most powerful man, he's stopping rain, he's starting rain, he's overpowering all the Nevi Habaal. He still, when he felt he should run away, he ran away. That's step one. We're going to get back to this. I'm just telling you what I think Chazal mean here. But the Shal's why he wanted to die. So I want you to know, some of the Achronim bring down a very similar Gemara. Very similar Gemara. It's a very important, very sadistic. The Gemara says like this. It's a Gemara in Tainus. Daf Chof Gimel by Chuni Amagel. I don't know if you guys remember this. It's many years ago. I'm sure all of you learned Tainus one time or another. But in Tainus, Chuni Amagel fell asleep. He had a long shluf. You remember that? You remember how many years? Yeah. Shivim Shana. He basically slept for almost a lifetime. Imagine having a 70-year sleep. Even a yeshiva bacha can't do that. 70 years he slept. 70 years. Anyway, he woke up 70 years later. It was a new world. Most of the people he knew were dead. He walked around. Nobody even knew him. He was an unknown person. He was not known. So he also asked Hashem should take his life. But I'll read you the Gemara. It's a fascinating Gemara. He basically wakes up. Ozar lebei midrash. He walks into the base medrash, the local base medrash. So he figured he walks in, he's Chani Amagel, put him on mizrach vant. Chani Amagel. Harav ha-goyen ha-tzadik ha-choset Chani Amagel is here. Right? Everybody's going to come for a broch, a kvitl. Could you get me into Chani Amagel? Maybe you could get me into Chani Amagel. Maybe not. He walks in base medrash. Nobody knows him. They're ready to give him an adovah. Ani Eretz Yisrael. Right? Nobody knows him. So he sits down in the back. He listens. He listens. They're talking and learning. No. Ayin l'bei midrash. What does he hear? Shaminu l'rabbonim. He heard the rabbonim talking in Spanish. They said, wow. Nihiru hanu shmaitse. Ki bi'idne d'choyni amagel. This word is so clear. It's like the days of Choyni amagel. And he's like, hello. Me. I'm Choyni Amagel. What do you mean, like? I'm the man. I'm the star here. Zok der Omalahu, I know who. Hello, I'm Chani Amagel. You're saying, they were learning a sugi, they said, wow, this is as clear? Mamish, like the days of Chani Amagel. He goes, you got him, I'm here. Zok de Gimore, Veloy Hemnu. I said, yeah, right, you Chani Amagel. Go back to Yani Eretz Yisrael. We're not giving you one shekel more because you're Chani Amagel. You're Chani Amagel, like my Aunt Tilly. What's your Shaykh as Chani Amagel? Loy Hemnu, they didn't believe him. They didn't believe him. So Nebuch, he was distraught. Zon Chazal, they didn't give him cover. They didn't treat him like Chani Amagel. Cholish Daite, he felt bad. And listen to the Gemara. Uboy Rachme Delemu, see, daven that he should die. What's going on here? So many kashas on this Gemara. I mean, he's not, Chani Amagel needs COVID. Take out a shas and sit and learn. What's your problem? It's noch besser. You go to a place where nobody, I love going someplace nobody knows. It's mechaya. Take out a gemara, you sit and learn, nobody comes over to you. It's mechaya. I mean, Baruch manages to find me for the gym, but otherwise, nobody, it's a gewaltige zach. I used to take my whole family out of town in the summer to some place where nobody knows. Mechaya, sit down. I'll never forget my tzvi. He was maybe 7 years old at the time, or eight, whatever it was. I was learning when we were in the back of the Beis Medrash, in one of these shuls. It was Miami in the middle of the summer. Nobody is there. It's a ghost town. It's a ghost town. Well, in the back, I even had one of those caps that they wear in Florida. You know, the old man caps. I'm sitting in the back of the shul with him. I'm learning with Tzvi. And after a couple of minutes, Tzvi looks at me and goes, Ta, we're learning already for a couple of minutes. Nobody came over to you. He loved it. He loved it. I loved it. It's the Givaldik. Chani Amagel should have been flying. He should have been so happy. Wow. Nobody knows me. It's great. What he needs, Shlishi. Take out a shas and sit and learn. He davened that he should die. You mean, how do you learn that? You remember that Gemara? How do you learn it? Pella. You wouldn't want that you shouldn't be so famous like you are. You mean yourself, everybody goes running. Motzke, forget about it. You also want to be not known. You can't help it. Shas, a basketball star. I mean, it's a, you know, you get known. It's life. Mazidas. You also wouldn't want to be so famous. It's not so easy. Certain people just have what it takes to be famous. What can you do? Mazidas. State in the Gemara, he wanted to die. Boy, Rachme de Lemus. And that's Azay Kahave. That's a Pella Nifla. I'm a Pella. So all the Achronim asked this for a cash. They all ask it for a cash. Check the Gemara. Reb Yankiv Zatzal asked a different cash. Reb Yankiv Zatzal asked a great cash. He says, I don't get it. This was Chani Amagel. Right? This was Chani Amagel. So let him get up and start giving shir. And they'll see that he's a goyim. What's the problem? Because they don't know. Fine, I'm not. You know what? I'm not Chani Amagel. Give me a probe. Give me a probe. I'll give you shir. Binyamin Yerakasha. He said, I'm Chani Amagel. They went, rubbish. You're not Chani Amagel. Fine, I'm not Chani Amagel. Doyle wants to hear Chiddush. I'll tell you Chiddush. And then they'll tell him another Chiddush, and another Chiddush, and another Chiddush, and they'll say, wow, this guy's a guy. He's talking. If he's not Chani Amagel, he's as good as Chani Amagel. That doesn't bother you? It always did. It did always bother you. Now it does. Then it did. I don't know. I can't figure it out. So only show me as if you could say it. So it bothers you now? Yeah. It always bothers you now? Yeah. It just bothers you now? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nothing bothers me. Akiva Zuckster, you had a problem. Reuven, you had a child. Let him make himself known now. What's the problem? I'm not Chani Amagel. Who cares? Somebody would walk in the basement and start saying, I'm with Moshe Feinstein. You're not with Moshe Feinstein. He'll say, fine, he'll get up and he'll write for us all of the halakim of the Igros Moshe. He'll write right now the same masterpiece of. So we'll say, okay, so he is Rav Moshe. He is, he's not. He's like Rav Moshe. What's the difference? It's Rabbi Yankov's Akash. It's a bomb Akash. What do you do now? Zokta Rabbi Yankov's Atzal. That in order for a person to be able to succeed, they need a chevre. You need to have a chavruse. You need to have somebody that you're connected to. Rabbi Foley came in the perfect time. Rabbi Yankov's Kash on Choni Amagel. Then they didn't know who he was, right? Rabbi Yankov, what do you mean? So to let them know now who you are, give shir. Aita, what's the problem? So Rabbi Yankov, in order for somebody to grow and to develop and to continue to grow, you need to have a chevra. You need to have somebody who you connect with. Choni Amagel was from another doya. He's from another generation. He couldn't connect to this door. It was a different door. And therefore, it didn't help. Choni Amagel saw what he was dealing with. Yeah, he knew he could tell him a shtickle Torah, and they'll say, wow, he's a goyin. But then what? So he's a goyin, but he can't connect to this door. He saw that he was from a different door. He didn't belong here. He doesn't belong here. If he doesn't belong here, he didn't want to be here. Chatzkel Abramsky, that's all I often repeat this from Chatzkel Abramsky. He said a great word. He said that we find in the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem gave a mitzvah, we should have chatzotzes, we should have trumpets. Right? In every generation, there were new trumpets. Chatzkel Abramsky said, why new trumpets in every generation? They didn't get a new Aron, a new Mizbeach, a new Menorah. New trumpets. Why new trumpets? So you know what the pshat is? You look like you know. Yeah, you really do. Anivus. Vozokster, you hear a problem? It's a pellet. Zokt Rabbi Yankov. Zokt Chatzkel Abramsky. That trumpets are how you call somebody. How you call somebody. So every generation has a different way to call them. Every generation, you have a different way to call people. Can't call people the same way. Right? In Unzer Ador, if you say, hear ye, you're not getting anybody inspired. You have to talk to that door, their language. The Torah doesn't change. The Torah is the same. The Mizbech is the same. The Menorah is the same. Everything's the same. But how you get to them is different. Every generation, you have to talk to them in their language. Does Dr. Biankif. Choni Amagel felt he wasn't connected to this door. And therefore, he didn't feel the chavrusa. He didn't feel that he has where to grow here. And Memele, Zoy chavrusa and Misusa. Memele, Choni Amagel. When he saw they didn't chap, they weren't connecting to who he was, to him, that was already a perch. Wasn't kedai. That's the purpose that we have. In the same way, Rabbi Yankov said, that was Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi felt that he saw that in regular channels, he wasn't getting through to the people. How did the Nevi HaBaal ultimately change? They changed when Eliyahu HaNavi did a miracle. From Shemayim, he did a miracle. So Eliyahu HaNavi felt like he himself is not connecting to the door. If he's not connected to the door, Vayivakish Nafshu. And it's very meduyik now why he said, I'm not better than my fathers. Meaning, just like my fathers don't belong here, because they're not connected to this door, neither do I. It's all one you said. It's all one you said. And that's why in life, whenever you're dealing with people, you always have to give tremendous cheshbon to say the right thing to the right person. You can have a good message. But if you're not saying it the right way, you could completely ruin it. Completely ruin it. I've seen sometimes Yeshiva Racham go out of town on a program, not seed, but like seed type of program. They go out of town and keep it. They walk into a shul, they start giving psukim in the shul against the rav. So mincha, myriv, when you shiv, mincha, you have to plug, myriv, before shkita, the cancer. And it could be that they're right. Could very well be they're wrong too. There's plenty of mistakes also. But even if you're right, you're wrong. Because what are you going to accomplish? You're going to out of town. So you're trying to give them a positive flavor by Yiddishkeit. You walk in, you start, right away you start telling them what's wrong with them. You're not going to do anything. So look at most of yeshiva guys, a bunch of radical mishigoyim. Right? L'mikra edah, you have to know. And that's the ikar. And that's why when Eliyahu HaNavi felt he didn't have that connection to the people, he's missing everything. And when Choni HaMagel felt he didn't have the connection to the people, he's missing everything. And that's why you should know in your own learning, a lot of times you may feel like I do better on my own. Yeah, everybody needs their own time in learning. But your ikar growth is when you're with chaver. You have to be able to have a chavrusa. You have to be able to not to be a loner, separated from the world. That doesn't make people grow. I once had a friend years and years ago. He was a gewaldige guy. But he decided that the best thing for him is to be on his own. So he was in yeshiva with all of us. We were growing up. He had his own seder ayoyim. He learned his own things. And he was a Talmud Chacham. He learned a lot. He learned a lot of halacha. He learned a lot of sukkahs. He did a lot of learning. And he knew a lot. He learned a lot. He accomplished a lot. But he was a loner. He didn't learn with anybody but chavrusa. He didn't go to the Rosh Yeshiva Shiur because he wasn't learning the yeshiva inyan. He was his own man. And he was busy learning. Wasn't wasting 1 minute. This guy was I'll tell you what this guy, if you want to know what he was, just to show you it, he was a good guy. His last Sheva Brachas was in yeshiva. I'll never forget, I was a lot younger than him. I was a kid. He went from his Sheva Brachas. Imagine you have a chassan comes in with his kala for the last day Sheva Brachas. Imagine the guy's downstairs dining room, you have Sheva Brachas. He came up right after the Sheva Brachas, came into the basement and started learning. His kala, I don't know what happened with her. She went, oh man, I don't know what happened with her. She, whatever. She disappeared. He was in the basement. So talk it. But this guy, who really had such koiches, he never really blossomed into anything. Because he remained that way. He's that way still till today. He never got nispatach. He never blossomed. And that's this yesoid. In order to grow, you have to connect to people around you. You can't just be in your own bubble. And avada to be mashpia on people, you can't be mashpia that way. And that's the yesoid that's being brought out of.